Blog Talk Radio.
And hello there. It's been a while since I broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, sometimes I've been a bit rusty calling in, like with the pen and everything, because it's been a while. I remember it was years ago when I used to blog, go on Blog Talk Radio all the time. Now I do it every once in a while because, well, I don't have my whole life on BTR on Blog Talk Radio. But nevertheless, I had some, you know, looking at what's happening in the world, looking at what people talk about, I had some thoughts I had to get out there. First, I'm going to talk about this new show, 13 Reasons Why, which I, of course, watched. You know, I did a good job. I watched a lot of episodes all at once. There's 13 episodes about this team. I mean, this show is based on, I think, a book. And Grant, I did not read the book. So I will not be talking about the book. I won't be talking about how close the show is to the book because, frankly, I don't know. I don't know the differences or the similarities because I did see the show. I did not read the book. But I'm going to talk about the show. The show is about this thing also the book. I'm pretty sure also the book. The show is based on this book. I mean, the show is basically about this teenage girl named Hannah Baker who recorded 13 tapes and who ended up slitting her wrist and killing herself. Now, something I find, now, I think this show should be rated R. What I find problematic is that the show is marketed towards young teens. This show, which has horrific scenes, the show which has rape scenes, and where you can see Hannah Baker, who was the suicidal girl, slitting her wrists and her dying there. It's pretty graphic. And, I mean, of course, not that I'm against having violent scenes or against having stories that depict violence, because I think when you write a story or you have a TV show, there are times when it's justified to have violent scenes or write violent scenes. I'm not someone who just wants to soften it up and stuff like that, not exposed to violence and stuff like that. I'm really not into that. But I do think that also has to be betrayed in a certain way. And basically, I think marketing this show to teens, particularly teens who suffer from depression and have suicidal thoughts, is a bad idea. Let me explain why. Because basically, I also looked at the internet what people were saying about this show, and plenty of people were pointing out that this show, some people were saying this show glorifies suicide or whatever and stuff like that, or portrays it as like a self-empowering thing, and the reason why is because what happens is, you know, Hannah Baker, who I think was, to be honest, I mean, she was bullied, and she was at one scene raped, but I don't think she was completely innocent, not holding her responsible for being raped, for always the person that falls, always the rapist and never the rape victim. But on the other stuff, is, you know, I mean, she was also a pretty, I think, batshit crazy girl as well, in my view. Hannah Baker, she lashed out at people. She never took responsibility for her actions. She was always seen as the victim. And this goes to show that when facing adversity and stuff like that, when you have people against you or people bullying you and stuff like that, when you have this, and I mean, I'm not saying Hannah Baker deserved the bullying, but she was not 100% the victim. When you have that stuff going on and you look at the world in victim mentality, it shows how it's better, when you look at the world, it's better to have a view where, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, because it's a much more self-empowering thing than a victim mentality. That's the problem with the left. And these SJWs in particular, they're among the worst offenders. You know, promoting this victim mentality, this, you know, it's very disempowering to believe that it can never succeed and that there's always some outside force out there preventing you from succeeding and stuff like that. It's a very disempowering thing, I think. Now, to get back to the show as to the whole suicide thing and why this show should not be marketed towards suicidal people, particularly suicidal teens and stuff like that. What the show does is, you know, the show portrays it where Hannah Baker commits suicide, and then that suddenly gets Clay, basically her close friend who had a crush on her, to be pretty much avenging her. Pretty much, like, carrying out revenge against those who bullied her and stuff like that, and finally brought the head of the football team. Eventually, like, Hannah's suicide in the show, the show portrays it where Hannah's suicide triggered the events that led to the head of the football team getting in trouble for rape. It portrays it where her suicide led to a series of events that led to the head of the football teams that led to the exposition of the rapes by the head of the football team, and to him being in trouble, and to justice being served on Hannah's behalf, particularly against the head of the football team. I think Bryce is his name or something like that. So I'll double check that. I will double check that. But the point basically is, and you know, but the point basically is, it portrays it where Hannah was the victim, and you know, and Hannah was 100% the victim, and her suicide was, you know, something that led to, like, justice being served on her behalf. This is why marketing the show to teens, particularly the teens who have suicidal thoughts, is a bad, 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 bad idea. I'm going to try to find out who is the, I think Bryce is the name of the head of the football team who was the rapist in the show. And Bryce, as I said, was no doubt an evil piece of shit. And as you watch the show, anybody with any decency would want to see him get in trouble, would want to see him get into trouble for what he did. But the point is, the show portrays it where Hannah's suicide is what triggers the event that leads to Bryce getting in trouble for rape. Which I, you know, so it basically says, you know, like Hannah's suicide led to these events. There was Clay who avenged her. There was, you know, and, you know, Clay who avenged her and all that other stuff. But the thing is, so it portrays it where, I mean, if you have like a suicidal team watching this show, the question is then, why not commit suicide? It's then the question one would ask. If you are, let's say, suicidal watching the show, why not? You're going to have someone avenging you. You're going to have, like, someone avenging you, making sure that justice is served on your behalf. And I think that's problematic. Now, again, if, you know, they wanted to make it for entertainment purposes, I mean, I think this show should be rated R. It's clearly not a kid's show. This show should be rated R. That's my view. And if parents want to let teens watch it, then go ahead. But this show should be rated R. That's my point. One thing that particularly got under my skin was, particularly there was a scene where Clay and Hannah were having sex. Hannah told him to stop what she did. But what got under my skin was Hannah was yelling at Clay to leave. She repeatedly yelled at him to leave the room, and he left the room. But in the show, Clay gets blamed for Hannah's suicide. Clay asks his friend, judging from the tapes, was I the one who killed Hannah Baker? And his friend said, yes, yes. Why? Because she yelled at him repeatedly, leave, 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 fucking leave. He left. And because he had her yelling at him and did what, and eventually did what she said, and eventually did what she was telling him to do, he gets blamed for Hannah's suicide. That is just nuts. Here's another scene also as like with the counselor when Hannah was, when Hannah was reporting the rapes to the counselor, she was as vague as possible. And you're supposed to believe, oh, well, the counselor was somehow, I don't know, promoting rape culture, and he was to blame because he didn't follow her, he didn't read her mind and follow her. It's like, well, you know, she was even vague about, from what I remember, I think, she was like, about whether it was forced, she was like, you know, saying, well, not really, and all that other stuff, you know. And, I mean, one thing is she could not say who carried out the rape. I think that's very important. That's not to belittle the pain of rape victims at all. It's also very important that when a rape is reported, and I know it's traumatic for rape victims to talk about it and stuff like that, so, again, I acknowledge that. But maybe coming from a more outside perspective here, but also, we live in a country, America and the West overall, we have a justice system that is innocent until proven guilty. And it's very important to say who carried out the rape. Very important. When you report a crime, it's very important to report who carried out the crime. Like, when you have the information, it's very important to report who carried out the crime for any crime, regardless of how horrific it is, for any crime. And again, that's not to say, I mean, I want to be careful when I tread on this topic, because it is a pretty sensitive topic. It's not to say that, well, Anna was not suffering from, or, I mean, sure, I'm sure it was hard for her to bring it up. At the same time, I don't think it's fair to say that the counselor was promoting a rape culture. I mean, the point is, later in the show, Clay eventually did say that Bryce was the one who did what he did, gave him, of course, gave the counselor the tapes, including the 14th tape that he recorded of him getting Bryce to confess. And so that eventually is going to help him get in trouble. The point I'm talking about this show, as I said, this show is very much from an SJW perspective, typically with Hannah, a girl who does not take responsibility, who, of course, looks at the world purely from a victim mentality, not saying that crap didn't happen to her, not saying that she wasn't bullied. But, I mean, look, the thing is, I mean, I remember on Blog Talk Radio for a while, I had, you know, people made fun of me for stuttering. And I also had Cool Mike, that dope with his a billion fake accounts of his just posting anti-Semitic crap in like the private messages. And, you know, maybe it was to mess with me and get me riled up. And then when I would ever ban his accounts, he'd say, oh, well, Ben Solomon kicked people off for disagreeing. I mean, and I'm not saying I was innocent then. I mean, I did my share of trashy stuff on Blog Talk Radio, and I confess to that. I did my share of stuff that I'm not proud of, so I'm not claiming to be the poor 100% innocent victim. Just to be clear. But, yeah, returning to the show. Hey, quick, I mean, as I said, the point is I'm trying to tie my BTR example and stuff like that. I'm trying to find a knot to tie, so, but the point I'm really trying to make is, you know, I mean, I think the point I was making is about victim mentality. I mean, I did do, and you know, and during those times of Cool Mike with his Billy the Pig account and sending me all these crap about, you know, all this crap about Ben Solomon and Israel, like Israel kills millions of people, or Ben Solomon and Israel support killing non-Jews, or, you know, whatever it was. I mean, when that was going on, I did let that, you know, get under my skin. And I did let that anger me, and that consumed much of my energy. I thought it was Cool Mike's friends for a while, but it's really Cool Mike's account. I mean, those accounts are really Cool Mike. I mean, you know, Cool Mike, whether it's his official CC Cougar account or his billions of fake accounts, when he did that crap, you know, it's the same old, not proper grammar, not proper English, just utter crap. Couldn't tell what's bigger crap. The message or the grammar. I go with the message. But the grammar was just horrible. Truly horrible. But, yeah, as I said, it's, I mean, look, I've been in also in environments where people, I think, have double standards against me as well. And again, I'm not saying I was innocent in every situation. Yeah, well, I'll admit that there were some situations where I was in the wrong. And there are some situations where I said stuff I shouldn't have said or did stuff I shouldn't have done. I was in the wrong. But there were also, you know, like, I dealt with people having those times against me and stuff like that. But, you know, the point is, you know, in the world, you're going to have to deal with tough stuff. And you're also, and it's also good, you know, that's why I got to believe, I think, that the tie, like, also, like, this show talks about, I would tie this show with my opinion on the approach to life. Because my approach to life is, right now, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I think it's also very important to have a strong faith in God. And that's what's sad about this whole evolutionist idea. This whole idea that we came from monkeys, that we came from nothing, that there was nothing behind our creation, and we just evolved, randomly evolved from monkeys. And it leads, that is this atheist idea saying we're nothing more than animals. And stuff like that. And then you see, look at what's happening in Israel, a topic I'm, many people on BTR know I'm very passionate about and have very strong feelings on. You see, as I was saying, the deck is stacked against Israel. All Israel has is, as long as Hashem, God is Israel, there's always hope. That's what I believe. Israel needs that faith in God in order to have that morale, in order to receive God's protection. I mean, most importantly, to receive God's protection, but to have that morale and to have that will to fight to survive. Because willpower, specifically in this, when fighting evil, is very important. You see, ISIS, for instance, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS is very dangerous because ISIS represents evil, but ISIS has the strong willpower to carry out the evil that it represents. And when you have evil with this fierce determination in order to get this big threat. Because when you have this fierce determination, that's when people have the urge to do what's necessary to do it. You know the saying, when there's a will, there's a way. This will of fierce determination is what causes the human being to do what he or she to do anything what he or she wants, to keep fighting and fighting and fighting for it. And when you have that strong determination to evil, you become a real threat, like in the case of ISIS. I mean, look, it's the point being, I think, is trying to find what else to say next. But I mean, look, the point is, I was saying is, the point I was saying is that this determination, I think, is a very powerful force in particular. And that's why, specifically, look at what's happening in the world, like with Israel, America, and the West, they need that determination in order to fight against radical Islam. And no doubt, Israel needs that determination. If it's true that, I mean, think about it. If it's true that we just evolved from monkeys, there's no God, it's all random, we randomly evolved from monkeys, then why, then there's no hope for Israel, pretty much. I mean, Iran has developed a nuclear weapon to destroy Israel and America and the West. The DAC is just so stacked against Israel. Specifically, the UN is like an immoral cesspool. I mean, I have more respect for dirty toilet paper than I do for the UN. Look at the UN, which, and you see that the left still looks up to the UN, even though the UN voted to have Saudi Arabia as a member of their Women's Rights Council. You know, the same Saudi Arabia where women can't drive cars, where women can't leave the house without their male relatives, or where women get stoned. So we have this clown Linda Sarsour, who's really a front for jihadists. I mean, she's, you know, pretty much active in rallying the radical Muslim radical and rallying the left. But Linda Sarsour is active for jihadists. She, of course, said one time, you can't be a feminist and be pro-Israel. You can't be a feminist and be pro-Israel. And yet she tweeted that Saudi Arabia has maternity leave, has 10 weeks maternity leave, they worry about women driving. The implication is because Saudi Arabia has maternity leave, therefore all those concerns about Saudi Arabia violating the rights of women are somehow baseless because they have the holy maternity leave. You never mind the fact that most women in Saudi Arabia are not working women. Because women in Saudi Arabia, women in the Muslim world, are seen as nothing more than the property of men. Israel is the only country in the region where women have equal rights. And to say you can't be a feminist and support Israel, but somehow you can applaud Saudi Arabia, where women have no rights, is an example. It's so fucking insane. There's no word to describe this thing, this mentality. I mean, you got to have, like, crap. Your head's got to be full of crap to be thinking in this way.
But they can always think about it. Her head is full of crap. She beats Islamic jihadist terrorists, recruited suicide bombers, among other things. Also one time there was a radical Muslim who was out to behead Pamela Geller, who hosts these drama homage events. He was arrested by the FBI, and then he took a knife and tried to lend it to the FBI, and the police shot. He took a knife and tried to lend it and tried to lend it to police, and the police shot him in self-defense. Linda Sarsour posted on Facebook saying, "This is another example of the police being racist towards black people, because that guy happened to be black." Linda Sarsour posted saying, "Another example of the police racism against black people, shooting an unarmed helpless black person who was just going to his job. He was just going to his job, and the police kidnapped him and shot him." Yeah, you know, he was just going to work, is what Linda Sarsour said. Yeah, you know, he was just going to his job. What was his job? Trying to behead Pamela Geller. And the police shot him in self-defense. That's a problematic we have of, like, another thing. We have, like, this mentality of liberty coming from the SJW left, and including the Black Lives Matter movement. We have this mentality of white cop against a black youth or a black. Automatically, the cop shot him because the cop is racist, and the story. And, well, I mean, first of all, cops shoot more white people than black people. For one thing, cops are more afraid to shoot when it involves a black person than when it involves a white person, because they're afraid they're going to get accused of racism and be, like, lynched by the far left pretty much. And, you know, metaphorically lynched. And sometimes the metaphorical lynching may be justified, but not always. I mean that metaphorical lynching may or may not be justified, is what I'm saying. But the point is, what I'm saying is, whenever there's any police shooting, before coming to conclusions, the facts have to be investigated. The incident has to be investigated. Whether it's a police officer shooting a black person, a white person, a Hispanic person, or whoever else, before coming to conclusions, the facts have to be investigated. The story has to be investigated. And if it's found that, yeah, the cop shot an innocent black person, that cop should obviously be in jail at the very least for a very, very, very long time. Like, I mean, if the cop shot any innocent person, any innocent unarmed person, for any reason, you know, like intentionally shot an innocent person for any reason, like even if it's for non-racist reasons, that cop belongs in jail. For any reason, regardless of whether it's racist or any other reason. And I agree, racism is evil. I agree about that. You see, when it comes to Linda Sarsour's position on Israel, on the one hand, I think a New York Daily article or whatever it was on Wikipedia contradicts itself. On the one hand, they say she recognizes the right to exist, and then on the other hand, it admits that she wants a one-state solution. And Linda Sarsour's one-state solution would be an Islamic state. I mean, she said the state for all its people, but Linda Sarsour's one-state solution would involve Israel being an Islamic state, not a Jewish state. And, you know, and not recognizing Israel as a Jewish state is the same thing as not recognizing Israel's right to exist. Because, I mean, if Israel is not a Jewish state, then Israel is not Israel. It's really that simple. If Israel is not a Jewish state, Israel is not Israel. It really is that simple. I guess I said I was going to. I don't know if I was talking about 13 Reasons Why, plus the other topics. I went on a tangent on some of the other topics. Also, on recent news, I think it's some good news. Like Donald Trump, like Mehmet Abbas lied to Donald Trump when he said that he's teaching his children, when he said that he's educating the children of the PA for peace. Complete lie. The Palestinian Authority under Mahmoud Abbas, like Hamas-controlled Gaza, has been promoting the same jihadist propaganda that calls for, that portrays jihad against Israel to be heroic, that portrays Jews as merely illegal occupiers, and that portrays jihad to liberate all of Palestine, that is to destroy Israel, as a heroic deed. Now, it's awesome when Abbas said, I'm going to make a peace, and then when Trump saw some of the incitement that goes on in the PA, Trump told Abbas, you tricked me. Like Trump yelled at Abbas and said, you tricked me. And then Mahmoud Abbas and his representatives were silent for a while. I think in total shock. Because they're used to getting away with all that incitement. And one good thing is with Donald Trump, that's changing. I still think Donald Trump should not try to go for the two-state solution because you cannot have, I mean, I would want to see real peace between Israel and the Arab and Muslim world. I would. But the two-state solution is not going to get there. Israel leaving the territories is not going to get there. It's not going to bring peace. It's going to create terror spaces next door like it did with Gaza. It's going to result in terrorism increasing like it did with Gaza with the rocket attacks increasing. Hey, look at Gaza right now is run by Hamas. Israel leaving the territory, the so-called West Bank. Israel left the so-called West Bank like it did with Gaza, including the eastern half of its historic capital, Jerusalem, and all of Jerusalem, including the eastern half, is Israel's undivided capital. Period. Period. End of story. Period. But the point is, let's say if Israel went back to the pre-1967 borders, Israel decides to leave all of the West Bank, including the half of Jerusalem, and dismantle every Jewish home there. There would still not be peace. Because the Arabs, the Palestinian terrorist movement, the PA and Hamas want to see Israel gone. They're not going to be happy with a Palestinian state in the territory. They're not going to be happy with merely Jerusalem either. They want to see Israel gone. Between the 1948 war and the 1967 war, when there was no Jew living in Gaza or the so-called West Bank or the eastern half of Jerusalem, there was still war between Israel and the Arabs. There was still terrorism against Israel. All of Israel's wars were wars of self-defense. All of them. Israel won Gaza and the so-called West Bank, not from any fictitious Palestinian state, but from Jordan and Egypt defending itself. I mean, these are the facts of the matter. But I also want to get back to talking a bit about 13 Reasons Why. I think it would be much better to have the attitude, ultimately, of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Typically, when you face a lot of adversity or you face when a lot of things don't go your way or whatever, it's much better to have the attitude, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, as opposed to getting triggered by everything that's said that you disagree with. And look, there are some things that can be said that would, you know, get under my skin. But letting that, you know, trigger you, letting that prevent you from rising up and doing what we need to do is very disempowering. It's more disempowering to yourself than it is to the person who offended you. Ultimately. Also, I'm trying to, also from, Ultimate of the Show, 13 Reasons Why as well. Well, the show 13 Reasons Why, one of the jocks as well. I'm trying to, trying to get his, I think Zach is his name. Like, he was one time trying to be nice to Hannah, and there was, I think, this other high schooler who wrote a pretty trashy list. He was dating Hannah's friend for a while. What's her name? And I don't remember either. I think his name was Alex. He was dating Hannah's, Jessica. And then he ended up, you know, writing this trashy list about who has a bigger butt. And so Hannah had a bigger butt, not bothered Hannah so much. But it was a trashy, petty thing to do. It was. But Zach was trying to be nice. He said, "I like you more than your, I like you more than merely your big ass," which was, you know, and his point was, "I like you for who you are," because he was trying to be nice. And then Hannah just yelled at him. He was still saying that he was trying to be nice, and then she yelled at him and publicly embarrassed him. And then it was portrayed where, oh, we couldn't take no. It's like, well, no, she embarrassed him. I mean, and then he did something trashy afterwards, which was he stole her compliments in this, like, box or whatever, where people were spraying compliments. I mean, yeah, I think the point is, I mean, I'm not saying Hannah was not a victim of bullying. What I am saying is, I mean, she was probably not fully, but partly responsible for some of it. I mean, she also lashed out at people, for instance, and then totally looked at herself. She took no responsibilities and looked at herself in the eyes of a purely victim mentality. It's, you know, that show, as I said, specifically, I think, but even more so important than that, as I mentioned earlier, that scene where she yelled at Clay to leave repeatedly, Clay left, and then Clay gets because he left. It's like, well, you know, you have like a someone yelling at you to leave, and then it says in the tape, and Hannah sent the tapes, "Oh, I hope you would stay," and stuff like that. It's like, you know, she was yelling at him to leave. And then he gets blamed. "Oh, you killed her because you did what she said. Because you didn't read her mind." I already explained it before, but, you know, and then she, I mean, what she could have done instead of suicide was, you know, after this, write an apology note for Clay. Doesn't have to just, you know, like, take some responsibility for your actions. Write an apology note if necessary. Apologize for what you did wrong. It doesn't have to have the humility to do that. But no, instead she decides to slit her wrist and commit suicide. And that gets portrayed as, like, you know, as sort of like, you know, a self-empowering thing. And, you know, no reason for making those tapes and committing suicide, where she wanted to say how, "Oh, look at what you did. You're all responsible for me slitting my wrist and committing suicide." As, you know, as if, like, although, you know, the whole thing's ridiculous. It really is. The whole concept is ridiculous. I mean, the show is ultimately from an SJW perspective, as I said. I guess I have about a minute left. what's the one I'm trying to big one that should go in the archive. I'll find a way to conclude. I had the voice saying 10 seconds, but I might go a little bit in the archive. The point with the show is, you know, Hannah did not take responsibility for her actions. She lashed out at people. She didn't take, you know, and, you know, I mean, betrays it in a way where they want to, like, market this show for teens, the show where they had rape scenes and a girl showing and bleeding her wrist and killing herself, and portraying the suicide as a way, as something that triggered, and portraying Hannah's suicide as the event that triggered justice being carried out on her behalf against the mean people who bullied her. And trying to, and I know I might be sounding a bit redundant when I say this, but trying to say this in the most clear way, or I'm trying to organize my anyway, and the whole point of it, as I said, the show portrays it where, I'm just being a bit redundant now, so. And as I said, it's portrayed in a way where Hannah records 13 tapes before suicide, basically saying, like the purpose of her suicide was to say, the purpose of Hannah doing that suicide was to say, look at what you despicable people made me do. Look at what you despicable people made me do. But the important thing is, suicide is never a self-empowering thing. Never. And having and marketing the show for teens who may, and as I said, so the show should be rated R, as I said before, marketing the show for teens who have suicidal thoughts is just batshit crazy. Because it sends a message somehow, oh, commit suicide, and you have people can blame it, if you can record tapes, blame on other people, or they can have someone carrying out justice for you and avenge you. I mean, that seems to be the message of this show. I mean, Hannah was a petty, 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 petty person who did not take responsibility for her actions. Look at the world from a purely victim mentality and committed suicide and blame it and blame it on other people. And the show somehow says that's okay. But it shows, I mean, the victim mentality leads you to be suicidal. It shows how it's much better to look at yourself as a gibor, which is Hebrew for like a hero or a mighty person, or someone with a lot of strength. Better look at yourself as, you know, fighting these battles. I mean, if you're by yourself struggling in life, start to find yourself, look at yourself. Hey, I'm not saying don't get help. What I am saying, it's better to, I mean, I think whatever comes your way, it's better to look at yourself as, it's better to look at yourself, it's better to think, whatever, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And just to fight the obstacles that come your way. I mean, generally speaking. I mean, that's my point. And it shows that, but again, if this victim mentality leads you to be suicidal like that, it shows that it's not a self-empowering thing. And it's better not have a victim mentality like the one that Hannah had. And that's my final thought for the show. And since I'm in archive, I would say adios, amigos, and catch me to the next show, which I'm not sure when it will be. So, ta-ta.